The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, a little bit of this. I know. I didn't know it still went on either. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. As does this opportunity for you to grab some merchandise. It is a purple ceramic beauty. You can sip it like Davy do from your Absolute Radio mug. Now, a mug's game works like this. I'm going to play you a little clip from yesterday's show, but a key part of it has been bleeped out. Now, if you were paying attention to the show or you listen to the daily podcast, this will be easy peasy for you. So, yesterday, as you know, we were asking you to hand in your cool badges, and that led to this. Dave and the team, over the Easter weekend, my wife took our 3 and 5-year-old daughters to the skate park on their micro scooters for the first time. A cool kid on a big bike said, "Watch out for the..." My wife replied, "Oh, thanks, is that the tricky part at the top of the ramp?" To which the girl replied, "No, you've dropped your..." So for a start, that is pure cool badge goodness right there. So thank you once again for sending it in. But what were they told to watch out for by the cool girl on the big bike? Was it A, a napkin, or B, a recorder? A, a napkin, or B, a recorder? What had been dropped on the floor?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away a mug, shall we? In a mugs game, and playing this morning online one, we have Dan. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing? Hello. Very well. You're welcome right? along to the show. Dan is in Sheffield. Now, Dan, you work with roads, with streets. What is it specifically you do?
Oh, just any repairs, new roads, emergency patching, and more importantly, some potholes.
Wow. Yeah, hang on a second. Yes. The pothole princess has lit up. Dan, you've made Anna's day. Anna, as an award-winning journalist and broadcaster, I'll allow the follow-up question to be yours. Do you have anything you'd like to ask Dan about potholes?
Do you know, I mean, what's the biggest pothole you've ever dealt with? Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, well, I suppose, depends what your class of emergency pass. 15 by 3 metres.
That's a crater. Is that still considered a butthole?
That's a map, that
kind of thing. Isn't that their responsibility? Yeah. Wow. How do you go patching one of those up then, Dan?
Oh, you just turn up with a big old planer and then fill it back in again, basically. That's the basics of the job.
Lovely. Well, that was your pothole question of the day. There'll be more of those along tomorrow morning around the same time. So, Dan, listen, you're playing for a mug. If you win the merchandise, where's it going to live?
Oh, it's going to live with me in the office and used every day.
Oh, well, that's just lovely to hear. Thank you, Dan. So all you need to do is tell us. Yesterday, we were asking people to hand in the cool badge, and this happened. Dave and the team, over the Easter weekend, my wife took our 3 and 5-year-old daughters to the skate park on their micro scooters for the first time. A cool kid on a big bike said, "Watch out for the..." My wife replied, "Oh, thanks, is that the tricky part at the top of the ramp?" To which the girl replied, "No, you've dropped your..." So, had a napkin or a recorder been dropped?
Oh, I think it were a napkin.
It was a napkin, Dan. Yeah. Well done, man. You've got the merchandise, and let's face facts, you deserve it, man. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dan. Plus, I was thinking about that call we just replayed there. Fancy taking a napkin to a skate park?
How decadent
slash cool badge is that?
It's the new knife to a gunfight. Yeah. You don't take a napkin to a skate park.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's get socially armed, shall we, with Matt Dyson. Yes. Matt, what's going on the socials?
Well, have you ever wondered what it would be like to go shopping with a beatboxer? I'm sure we've all considered 100%,
it. 100%, yeah.
A great clip has gone viral around the world of a beatboxing champion from Singapore called Darnie spitting rhythms in a supermarket, right? He has a shopping basket. He buys cabbages, biscuits, pasta, pizza, and wait till you hear what he does with potatoes and bananas. Here he is in action. Come on, here he is. Play. Thank you.
I'm a beatboxer. Of course, I beatbox to anything.
Cabbage.
Biscuits. Pasta. 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 Pasta
people still beatbox is my takeaway from this.
People still beatbox.
There's a championship.
Yeah, there is still a championship.
Do people still put their hands over their
He does it without the hands, but yeah.
Does he?
But he's, I mean, he's got his
The next generation.
He's carrying a chopping basket, so I'm not sure what he does when he gets to the checkout, but it's amazing. Banana. It's amazing, isn't it? But yeah, it's great to see beatboxing is still happening out there on the streets and in the shops, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it just banana, pasta and pizza that he says? Can he say bœuf bourguignon?
he probably could. I'm sure he could say whatever he wants.
The middle-class beatboxer is a great Instagram account waiting to happen.
And speaking of cool middle-class people, of all the things for him to be talking about at the moment, Richie Sunak has apologised for the Sambas.
Well, first of all, I just issue a fulsome apology to the Samba community. But in my defence, I would say I have been wearing Adidas trainers and Sambas and others, in fact, for many, many years. Actually, the first pair my brother got for me many, many years ago, my first pair of fun Adidas trainers as a Christmas present, and I haven't looked back since.
Fun Adidas trainers. This is after he was spotted at the weekend wearing Adidas Sambas on his downtime in the office. Yeah. Funnily enough, I bought Katie, my wife, some Adidas Sambas exactly the same for Christmas.
Rishi's her style-spiration, though,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. She suddenly stopped wearing them. But this is why he had to do this fulsome apology to the Adidas Samba community. It's madness, isn't
I don't
it,
think
really?
That there's anything wrong with him wearing Adidas Samba. It's absolutely fine. But I don't like he calls them fun trainers. It's a way of life, Rishi.
Fun trainers.
Way of life.
Yeah, exactly. Creps are for life. I had him more down as a Shelto guy, to be honest.
Yeah.
If you have all the Adidas trainer, or maybe some Merrells, or maybe ASICs for the commute and then the work shoes, but he doesn't
he looks like he's commuting.
That's what he does look like.
So he changes into his work shoes when he gets to the office,
when he gets downstairs from bed, because he doesn't have much of a commute, does he?
I think there's a one song question in this.
Yes,
I really do. I think Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, declared a lifelong love affair for Adidas Sambas, I want to know, and you've got the length of the next song playing across the network, which is 3 minutes 33 seconds, to get in touch at 8 12 15. What was your favourite pair of trainers when you were a teenager? It wasn't just fun, like the PM says. No. When you had those trainers when you were a teenager, they meant the world to you. Which ones were they?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, Rishi Sunak declared a lifelong love of all things Adidas Samba. I want to know, what was your favourite pair of trainers when you were a teenager? It was a one-song question. You had 3 minutes, 33 seconds to get in touch at 8, 12, 15. And you have done. And we start with Puma Dallas, which I don't remember the Puma Dallas.
Not sure about that one.
I was a huge fan. In fact, my answer to this question myself is possibly the Puma Basket. I had them white with the black
classic
Puma thing on
it.
Or also the Nike Air Max 3 limited edition in the contrasting grey.
Oh, cheeky.
Which my mum said, these are so expensive, if I get these for you, you're going to have to wear them for a long, long time and look after them. And I did so for so long that my toes were coming out at the end. They went for a stage of looking like Aladdin's shoes, and my feet just popped out at the end. That's how much I loved those trainers, man. I love the Nike Air Max 3. Dunlop Flash, of course.
Oh, yes.
Classic. Adidas Galaxy in lime green. Ooh. Again, I don't recall those, but Clark says it was around 1997. What a time to be alive. Diodora Borg Gold.
Oh, a lot of people are saying that one.
Stephen in Wing adds, now that ages me. Nike Air Pegasus 89 are the king. They were then, they still are now.
I agree, yeah, well said.
Reebok Pump High Top Fluorescent Yellow from Mike in Swansea. Must have been the talk of the town, Michael. listen to this text. It's so emotive, this text. Reebok Classic Bruv from Danny and Danny.
Yeah.
The two Dannys there. Dannys in their Reebok Classics,
one
bruv.
One shoe each.
Reebok Pumps, the ones that came with a mini pump that looked like a bike tyre pump.
Oh,
as a tiny digital display showing your trainer PSI.
Wow.
Circa 1993, happy times from Nessie in Doncaster. That is next level. Toby Simmons had Reebok Pumps.
They
I was always so jealous.
They were so expensive.
They were unobtainable.
incredible.
Prohibitively expensive.
But they had like a digital display.
I remember the tennis ones. For the pump bit on the tongue, they had a tennis ball. I really wanted them. Yeah. With the torsion, Adidas torsion on the
Adidas
sole.
Adidas torsion.
Ooh, come on.
What were yours then, Matt?
I think the basketball ones, it was those cons with massive tongues. Do you remember the massive the tongues? It was all about the size of the tongue.
Stick your jeans in behind the tongue. I mean, I read this in a magazine. Yeah. I saw in a dentist waiting room. Course, 128. I have no idea what you're talking about. Anna Geary, what about you? What were your the dream trainers when you were a teenager? Did you obtain them? What were they?
I did. Well, I switched it between two pairs. I had a pair of Spice Girls platform trainers.
Ditto.
They were I can't even remember what brand they were, but they were Spice Girls branded because they said Spice Girls on the
sole. They were official.
They were official branded. My granddad bought them for me.
What, they were platform?
Yeah.
You didn't go running and did you?
No. I had green Keds to go running in.
Right.
Do you remember Keds?
I do remember Keds, what about you, Glenn?
Vans, no school.
Fattest
trainers in the world. I've looked them up. I must have looked like Mickey Mouse. They're twice the width of a normal
silly
foot.
Looking trainers.
And your chubby gloves. Yeah, as well. Strange choice. There we go. That was the one song question.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Yes, here we go again. We've had a winner this week already, but Kellogg's Crunchy Nut said, we like being on your breakfast show, Dave. Can we do it again? Can we try and find another winner of five words, £5,000? And we said, yeah. So we go again. And this morning, we have Libby. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Libby, hello. Welcome Libby. Along to the show. Libby is in the yard with her horse.
Ooh.
I don't think we've ever had anyone on a horse play five words, £5,000 before. What's the horsey called?
She's called Bluebell.
Oh, good morning, Bluebell. And of our nine-decade stations, which kind of music, which kind of decade the horses like the best, do you think, Libby, in your expert opinion?
Well, we all play the 80s here.
Absolute 80s is what's on in the yard. Hang on a second. Podcast naming recorder gets a toot for that one, I think. So get this. I was talking to Libby during that last song and she would most like to be matched with you, Anna, on the player generator.
Great.
Because she matched 3 out of 5 with you, and that's Libby's highest. But she actually also said pothole that fateful day.
Really? Oh, wow.
You were given the word road and said pothole.
We're just so like-minded, aren't we, Libby?
A pair of pothole princesses on the show, one on the back of a horse. It's a fairy tale edition of five words, £5,000. Okay, let's spin the random player generator. I really hope you get an Anna. That would be great. Here we go.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Free choice.
Oh, it's been a while. It's a free choice. Would you like to stick with Anna or have you changed your mind?
Ooh, let's go with Anna.
Yeah, stick it with Anna. Yes. Okay.
Good luck, Libby.
Get out of here, Anna.
Thank you,
Andrew. Pothole heads together. Lovely.
Okay. Libby, Anna has now left the studio. She can't hear anything we're about to discuss. And what we're about to discuss is five little words. I'd like you to say the first word that comes to mind. Shortly, I will be giving Anna the same five words. If they match your five words, you can have £5,000 and we'll have two winners in the same week for the first time ever. Good luck.
Fingers crossed.
True. T-R-U-E. True.
False.
Yes.
Lost.
Found.
Mm-hmm.
General.
Election.
Good.
Mild.
Spicy.
Yes.
Good. Yes. I would have gone with that, I think.
And finally, Libby, to complete, it's a good set. Holiday.
Beach. I don't know. It's a hard one.
It's a tough one.
Holiday
Weirdly
blues,
hard.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
Holiday Showdown, the hit 2005 reality
course.
Show.
It's so obvious, yeah.
Libby, I think, all in all, that is a fine set of words, and the pothole princess, Anna Geary, is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Anna Geary is now back in the studio, ready to play and win Libby £5,000. Libby is at the yard with her horse Bluebell, and she is very much ready to win £5,000. Yeah. Just five little words standing in the way. Should we get down to business, Libby?
Yes. Good luck, Anna.
Thanks, Libby.
Okay, here we go. The first word that comes to mind when I say true.
False.
Absolutely right.
Easy, yes.
Lost.
Found.
Mm-hmm. Correct. General.
Surgeon?
Sorry, Libby.
Oh, no.
General election.
Oh, yeah. Working news.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah. We're coming soon.
No one said General Levy, which shocked me.
He's always the go-to general for me. Yeah.
Sorry, Libby. Sorry, Bluebell.
Sorry, Libby.
Let's do the remaining two words, though, shall we? Mild.
Hot.
Spicy.
Close.
Very close. Mild-mannered, I had.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Very much like my alter ego.
Yeah.
And holiday.
Oh. Holiday. Sunshine.
No. Beach.
Oh.
A beach holiday.
Oh, no.
Which means it is 2 out of 5 on £5,000. Libby, thanks for tuning in with the horses on Absolute 80s. Send our love to everyone. We'll speak to you again soon, OK?
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Libs. Bye now. This, of course, means we're going to be playing again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Of course, the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. All of that music goodness is available via the app, your digital radio, or your smart speaker. And now, for the first time in this show's history, the talky bits are dedicated to street life. It's the only life I know. Your street life. It's the only life you know. Maybe. I'm looking for the gossip from your street, the chat from the cul-de-sac, the gossip on the green, the news on your avenues, the titillations on your terrace. 8-12-15. Text me right now. You can remain anonymous if you want to. That's fine. Morning, Dave. The news on our street is our missing brown wheelie bin. It usually lives on our drive, but we went out Sunday and it wasn't there.
Oh, no.
Since it's been really windy, we figured it had been blown away, but there's no trace of it down the road. And now friends and family have said it might have been stolen to use in a burglary. So now we are paranoid that we're going to be implicated in a crime. Due to our brown
wheelie bin. It was
their
wheelie bin. It we traced back with a number painted on the front.
Yeah. Well, that's a worst case scenario, man.
Yeah.
Can you get arrested if your bin is caught red-lidded? That's what Laura says. Caught red-lidded is a good name for a podcast, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I think you'd be fine. They just return it.
You can't be held responsible for the behaviour of your bin, you know.
No.
Surely not.
Yeah, let it run free. You know, you raise the bins your best you can, and then it's up to them, isn't it? You've
done
your
job. That's why you leave it outside. Yeah. You've got to leave it outside the house. They do its own thing. We've got a kennel for ours.
Yeah. Sometimes I open the front door, and when I see my bin still there, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I think, why haven't you flown the nest yet? You know?
Too shy.
Yeah. It's like Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. Every morning, I wake up and I hope I won't see you.
Yeah. I go there and I think, well, will you still be here? And you are. And I'm disappointed in your bin, I'm not going to lie.
How do you like them apples I threw away?
I can't wait to get the bell back.
Yeah, it's too much.
This is a bit of fun to start with. Yeah. 4 days in now of recorder playing. Goodness me. Chrissy, two doors down, Dave, is renovating his garage, which is situated at the end of his garden. He has added an extractor fan to one of the windows, which is spilling out some nice smells. Also, there are some heavy-duty fluorescent lights in there. What's cooking, Chrissy? Asked neighbour Peter. No idea.
What are they suggesting here?
Hi, Dave and the team. I think my neighbour across the road is having an unhealthy relationship with his robot mower.
Oh, no.
I can't...
What?
I can't be certain. Lovely bloke, though. That's from Adam. Adam in Ditton.
Shocking revelations.
It's all going on, isn't it? The streets, the cul-de-sacs, the greens, the avenues, the terraces of the UK. Street life. It's the only life we know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Yeah, street life. It's the only life we know. Keith at number 70 keeps trimming his bush and is leaving the trimmings all over the pavement.
No. Cheeky.
Not willing to even attempt to sweep it up. We are not happy, I cannot lie. And that's from Paul in Brighton.
Hoping the wind will blow it away, that's the thing, yeah, isn't it? It doesn't always work.
It's all kicking off in the tiny village of Thongsbridge. Is that a real place, Matt Dyson?
Yes, it sounds made up, but it is real. It's a small village in the Kirklees district of West Yorkshire, semi-rural, just south of Huddersfield. You have to wear a specific type of underpant to live
here. I know we were going to keep it anon, but we've gone quite specific there, haven't we?
Yeah, it's quite a small place.
Yeah, so the tiny village of Thongsbridge, the Facebook group admin has had a temper tantrum about how nobody's posting village information anymore, and it's just adverts. And yeah, this is a tiny village, and I'm totally remaining anonymous. Oh, sorry. For fear of getting the wrath of the Facebook group guy named Martin.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Keep coming. 8, 12, 15. Street life. It's the only life we know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Yeah, simply it's the only life we know, isn't it, street life?
Yeah, there is no other way of life.
But what is happening on your street, your cul-de-sac, your green, your avenue, your terrace, 8, 12, 15? We're going to do this every single Thursday on the show, so if you didn't get a mention this time round, hold on to
the
that gossip.
The curtain twitches are out in force.
Hold
today.
On to it.
They really are.
Just 7 more days till I get to say my piece about my neighbour on the breakfast show. Morning, Dave and the team. We've just moved house and have ended up on the street email list. And that's the only way of really phrasing that. We've ended up. Because no one chooses or volunteers to be on that, do they?
No.
Not the kind of cool cats who listen to this breakfast show, don't. Anyway, they've ended up on the street email list. We live on a crescent, open brackets, posh, close brackets. The email list is written to the Cresidents.
Oh,
dearie me. Our first email was regarding Steve having his tree cut down due to problematic roots. We don't know if that means Steve or the tree.
Fascinating stuff.
The man at number one on our cul-de-sac in Stourport and Severn has just had his front garden done, but has used mismatched slabs.
Oh.
I was wondering what was happening there.
There's quite a delay on that, isn't it?
When he ran out of the new modern grey ones, he used yellow ones to finish the job. Who does that, Dave? It gets my eye twitching when I'm watching TV in the room upstairs from Claire. Street life is the only life
crazy
Claire knows.
Paving.
Dave, team, we sometimes collect the local food waste from Co-op, Sainsbury's, Tesco, etc. My mum posted it on the WhatsApp road chat. Roger then announced that pate is a trigger for his gout. Thanks for that, Roger.
He announced it to the whole road.
And that's from Love Sean it. In Bingham. Anonymous, please. Okay, no problem. We have to change your name to a character from Street Fighter 2 if you want to remain anonymous. I respect your wishes. So, E-Hunda's got in touch.
Great.
Morning, E-Hunda. There is a family in my street who have a dedicated parking space at the back of their house. They decided to put a fence around it to make it part of their garden and have put a hot tub on it. Marvellous, you might think. although now they have nowhere to park. They are causing parking wars on the street. Feral hedonists!
What a line.
The Daily Podcast is definitely going to be named Feral Hedonists. Without a shadow of a doubt. The podcast naming ceremony happens at 5 to 10 as it does every weekday morning. But Matt, surely.
That is a surefire.
I mean, we've got some great ones. The recorder has tooted.
But for ages.
Feral Hedonists, what a podcast name. Thank you to Ehunda. Thank you to Sean in Bingham, to Claire. Thank you to everybody who told us the goss on your street. As I say, street life, it's the only life we know, which is why we're going to be doing this again next week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are but 11 minutes away from the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee. So exciting when I get to press that big green button, which ensures you do not hear the same song twice between 9 a.m. right through to 5 p.m. across the entire Absolute Radio network. Yes, no repeats guaranteed. Also, just after nine, well, it is shout-out time. So in about 15 mins, you could be having a shout-out live on The Breakfast Show, but of course, you're going to have to work for them. And this week, we've decided to do the slow-mo solo. Now, it's producer Old Swiss who's in charge of putting this together. And yesterday, he made it so difficult that we did not have correct answer for the Arctic Monkeys, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. Instead, we were forced, as a last-minute adjustment, which I didn't want to have to make, to give shout-outs to all of you who got it wrong. So basically, you just texted the name of a band and you got a shout-out, right? And that's not what I want to be doing. No, it's about getting the grey matter tickling. So the number's 8, 12, 15. I do want your name, where you are, a flavour of what you're getting up to today. You know, maybe the name of the person you want to shout-out to, your business, if you like. I don't mind. But you need to identify the song. So I took Old Swiss aside yesterday after the show and I put my arm around him and I said, look, get out your beloved Swiss Army knife. And why not get out the tool of kindness and give people a chance, Old Swiss? And so this morning, can you tell me from Absolute Radio 90s who and what this is?
Yeah.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I describe that as patronising.
Yeah. It's gone the other way.
It's
gone
so
find
far.
The balance.
Come on, Goldilocks. Sort it out, will you? Okay, I'm only playing it once. That's the tricky bit now, then, it would seem. So, who is that? What is the name of the song? Send it all along to 8, 12, 15 with all the details I just asked for. And coming up just after 9, it will be shout-out time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning and welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, just after 9 is shout-out time. And this week, it's all about the slow-mo solo. Could you identify this ditty from Absolute Radio 90s?
So easy.
It's also slightly offensive and harrowing.
Yes.
In equal
he's even
measure.
More snarling when he's in slow motion, Liam, isn't he?
I'll tell him that next time he pops by. It was, of course, Liam. Yes, it was, of course, Oasis. And what's the story? Morning Glory. Well done to SJ in Chester on half term, Paul and the boys at Thames Reinforcement in Nottingham, Andy the decorator in Aberdeen, Amanda working from home in the Rhondda Valleys, Steve at Bradford Ignitions in Cornwall, Dawn in Inverness working in glorious sunshine. Carl and JC at Emerald Construction, Sam and the whole Oracle Drives team in their new Peter Lee office. Woo! Peter Lee office!
Yes.
Ooh. Tom and the boys in the Paramo warehouse in Wadhurst, working away like squirrels, and Luke and Aaron using Absolute Radio to get them through an exam on a Class 59 locomotive.
Ooh.
That's one hell of a loco you got there.
Yeah, what you're pulling. 59 loco.
This is why I chat to people. This is why I do the hitting on
they're
that.
They're on a train, right? Yeah?
Yeah, 59 locomotive. Yeah. They're on a train. Well done, everybody. It was the slow-mo solo bringing you What's the Story, Morning Glory of Oasis. Yesterday's was too hard. Today's was too easy. What will Old Swiss bring us tomorrow?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is that time of the morning already. The time when we thank you for tuning into the show and we bid you farewell. Of course, before we go, we have to give a title to the daily podcast. And the podcast naming recorder...
Still going.
Tooted on the following occasions. Now, these are just so you know that there was a lot of tooting during the show today because we actually did agree on the podcast name the time.
It was locked in.
It was locked in. Not quite making the cut today. You could swim in that pothole.
Oh, yeah.
Reebok Classics, brav. Absolute 80s brings all the horses to the yard.
Yes.
Pothole heads together. Court red-lidded. Problematic robots. Mismatched slabs. Of course, Roger's pate gout.
Oh,
In the end, it was Feral Hedonists.
What a line.
That is the name of the podcast. Right, on the way, Leona Graham's going to be on Absolute Radio with her Tea Break Trivia.
Speaking of feral hedonists.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, no, she did. Yes, feral hedonist Leona Graham is going to be on Absolute Radio next with the Tea Break Trivia and the details you need to be made a winner to the tune of £60,000. She's not going to be happy with you, Matt. You should scarp her quick. Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.